Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hello. Welcome to You and All of Your Parts. I'm Laura Lively. I've been working with internal family systems since 2018, so basically 4 years since it's 2022. I've read a lot of books on the topic. I've completed over 1,000 sessions with clients, and I notice people struggling with what to do with their parts between sessions. And it's really not a lot. I've not found a lot written on it. So I always tell my clients, we can do amazing things in session, absolutely amazing things. But what is really critical is what happens between sessions. And so I have created a little system that I call the Consistent Minute Method. And you can sign up for it over on, it's free. It's over on my website. And we're going to cover over the next several videos, we're going to cover, what is that method and why it works? And so, you know, again, one of the things I hope I'm getting across is that once the parts begin to trust you in self-energy, and they trust that you are there with them, they will trust you. And as trust builds, they can relax and allow you to lead your life instead of them leading in reactionary ways, such as, I talk about this one a lot. Occasionally, if I get cut off in traffic, a part takes over, completely blends with me, and I am screaming. I am chasing down the guy that cut me off, freaking out my poor husband, by the way. And I mean, it is so fast. That part can take over so quickly. And this used to happen, and I literally would chase them down. Not proud of that, but that's what would happen. And I would get out of my car and scream at them. This was many years ago, and it doesn't happen as often. And it doesn't happen with the same, level of fury that it used to happen. And now, if and when it happens, I'm more likely within a few moments, I'm able to like giggle and be like, oh my gosh, what happened? Hello, part. Hello, raging part. And so I can get that part to relax a lot quicker than I used to be able to do. And that's because I've spent years building the trust between self and that raging part that just gets so triggered when somebody like cuts it off in traffic. And like I said, years building that trust between your parts and self takes time. And like any good relationship, it needs nurturing. So you don't plant tomato seeds one day and expect to eat BLTs tomorrow, right? It takes time, weeding, pest control, water, and sun. And the same is true of your parts. Their trust has to be cultivated. And the best way to do that is to get into a habit of connecting with your parts. Now, the next most common thing I hear from my clients is, Laura, I don't want to add some other 30-minute routine to my day. And I'm like, I get it. I truly get that. In my day-to-day life, I don't have time to add another 30-minute practice either. At least, I don't want to. And having said that, if you're one of those people who do journal or collage or draw your parts on a daily basis, I bow down to you. I am not worthy. But stay tuned in case you'd like a quick and effective way to stay in touch with your parts on days when you're time crunched. So again, I call it the Consistent Minute Method. It is a four-part process, and I'm going to explain to you part one today. This helps you deepen your parts work to establish more access to self-energy. So most of us have ignored our parts for most of our lives. Why? Because we didn't know any better, right? I don't want to blame anybody. We didn't know that ignoring them or kicking them to the curb was the wrong approach. No one had previously told us the importance of building relationships with the parts so that they can relax and allow you from self-energy to lead your life. So the first step to building that trust is showing up consistently. And let's talk about how we do that logistically. Experts in the field of helping people create lasting change recommend that if you're trying to add a new habit to your life, add it to another habit that you already have established. So examples I suggest to my clients are when you brush your teeth, when your head hits the pillow at night, maybe during your first cup of Java or tea in the morning. I personally do this practice when my head hits the pillow at night. That is something I consistently do, go to bed. I am guaranteed to go to bed 99.9% of the days. So that's where I built my check-in. My head hits the pillow, I begin the practice and it looks like this. Let's assume I am working with an inner critic. And this is exactly what it would look like. Hello, inner critic. How are you doing? I wait four beats. Do you need anything from me? Four beats. And then, because I work with a lot of my parts, I'll then say, does anybody else need anything? Four beats. And that's it. And I want to be really clear here. The point of this check-in is not for the critic or any other part to talk to you. The point is you showing up. Your parts are paying attention. They know you're there. So if you do your part and show up, that helps build trust. You are adding every day you show up is like another brick of trust in the wall of trust between you and your parts. This is not where they're going to talk to you. They're going to talk to you during the day when they get activated. And that's what step two is about. So make sure you join us next time. Thank you for being here today. Be sure to check out the video description below for links to some of the free resources, including how to sign up for the Consistent Minute free course. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.